is a professor of anthropological. Yeah, I'm going to start that over. Okay.
And don't forget about Jimmy. He's hanging out there in our SoCal.
You know what? You're right. Sorry. Okay. Tonight, we have a very fun, entertaining panel today. We have in our...
I'm just going to say, you have to raise your game right now, because this sucks.
You've got to raise your game.
Scott, you are better than this.
I'm better than this. Okay, here we go.
Scott, you are better than this.
I'm better than this. Thanks for joining Trail Runner Nation. I'm Scott Warr.
And I'm Don Freeman.
And I'm Faith Goss.
And we're joined tonight with our affiliate down in Southern California, Jimmy Dean Freeman. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, yo.
Tonight, we are going to talk about an interesting topic. We have a guest with us tonight. His name is Professor Richard Nelson. He is a professor of anthropological deity and performance physiology. Welcome.
What was that, Scott?
We're going to have him explain that a little bit. Hang on.
I hope so.
Welcome, Dr. Nelson.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Well, let's get right down to it, Scott.
Why do we have him on here?
Why do we have him here? I know that when I look at that Trail Runner Nation logo, I see a Cocopelli on there.
And what's a Cocopelli?
That's that trail runner emblem. The sign of the nation is on our logo. And what we've learned is there's more to it than just a cool looking logo.
It's more than a swoosh, isn't it?
It's more than a swoosh.
Actually, gentlemen, you've stumbled on something quite impressive. The Cocopelli itself dates back to prehistoric days. You've seen it hundreds of times in rock art in southern hemispheres, specifically Mexico and the southern United States, and it's the perfect mascot for Trail Runner Nation.
Now, I remember seeing this Cocopelli. They're usually hunched over and they're playing a flute like they're in a marching band or something like that. How is this different?
Thank you for asking that question. The Cocopelli takes on many different forms, but the specific Cocopelli for Trail Runner Nation is the figure of a stick man with a reggae-type dreadlocks traveling the trails of North America. Jimmy Dean Freeman's been in contact with the Cocopelli for quite some time, and he might have some thoughts on it.
They actually stay at my house on their way to NorCal from Mexico. They're really cool stick figures.
It's more than a stick figure, we found out, because really completely by accident. The professor has made some observations that even surprised us when he told us.
Well, you know, I've seen the Cocopelli. I think the Anasazi Indians used to have these, and they painted them on cliffs, and they were, I think it was a god, right, Professor? Was it a god?
Yes, you bring up the Anasazi, the ancient ones. Great runners they were, but of course that's where they were first seen, the Cocopelli, with the Anasazis.
Okay.
Have you spotted any Cocopellis down there, Jimmy Dean Freeman, in Southern California, along your trails, your illustrious trails?
How do you think we continue to PR every year, Don?
well, the secret
is... unlocked
the
secrets of the Cocopelli. They've just migrated their way north like killer bees, and you are just now coming into full awareness to their powers.
As you Trail Runner Nation members know, the whole idea of this venture, this podcast and the website, has been to help you, the nation, learn how to perform at your highest, best potential. And that's why we wanted to reveal some of the secrets of the performance enhancing Cocopelli. Don, can you let a little cat out of the bag?
Many have been studied in the laboratory environment of Professor Nelson. One being just your overall run time, your mile per pace, your pace per mile, as they say down there. Isn't it Jimmy Dean? Pace per mile?
Pace per mile, definitely.
So, Professor, perhaps you could tell us how you did that. I know there was a track involved. There was a Cocopelli involved. Give us some details.
Well, the placement of the Cocopelli is everything. If you're looking to increase your performance by 10%, you place the Cocopelli on your calf. If it's a more dramatic increase you're looking for, quad to inner thigh will increase performance up to 22%.
Does it matter the type of course, say more of a hill course or a flat course, would that change the placement?
Well, this is not simple science. It's very complicated. When we start talking about heart rate and VO2 max, the Cocapelli needs to be placed in the upper left breast. You can find the guidelines for the placement of the Cocapelli in the at Trail Runner Nation website for your convenience.
Well, we'll put Tim on that. I don't think we've produced that yet, but we'll have to get Tim.
Well, you know, we've been raising money. We've been putting really every bit of energy into acquiring the rights to the performance enhancing Cocapelli, and we're pleased tonight to announce to the nation that Trail Runner Nation has secured the exclusive rights to the performance enhancing Cocapelli, and we've actually produced some temporary tattoos that are now available at Trail Runner Nation. You can buy them in packages. Now, the question is, why do you need more than one?
Well, they're temporary and they're effective.
Well, and I think also one of the attributes of a member of the Trail Runner Nation is they like to share.
That they do.
You're always trying to help your friend on the trail, so it's good to carry these things in your pack as you're running. And if you see someone along the trail, you can help them out by applying one of these performance enhancing Cocapelli.
Are they expensive, Scott? You said sell them. That doesn't sound like Nation to me, because we're here to give and share.
Yeah, it's only for the cost of acquiring the Cocapelli, the performance enhancing Cocapelli. What we're going to do is we're going to sell these. You can buy them in packages of 10, and it's going to be $5. $5 for a package of 10.
That includes shipping, envelope, everything. $5 will get you 10 Cocapellis.
And it gets you a free envelope.
I'm not good at math, but 50 cents a Cocapelli, that's less than a pack of goo.
It is, actually. And you know what lasts longer? Goo you have to take every 45 minutes?
Yeah.
A Cocapelli can last for days.
Well, 4 to 5 days. I mean, if we just go with the simple numbers.
If you don't shower,
right,
it could last for weeks.
Well, I mean, there's several Nation members I know that practice that. We're to be green and have a smaller carbon footprint.
Are you looking at me?
No.
Just going back to the qualities of the Cocapelli, you were kind of referencing like a bonk, it sounds like. What happens if you're out on the trail, you have a Cocapelli, and you see someone bonking? What research has been shown behind that?
We have several cases that we've studied where we've found individuals who have completely bonked on the trail, and by simply applying a Cocapelli to the forehead, we've been able to revive that runner and see increased performance over their first 10 miles post-race, post-Cocapelli. It's a fascinating study.
In some of our trail gear testing, there was one time I was out on the trail, came across a lady, and she happened to be a little bit older, and she was kind of plugging along there. I can tell that she was having a bad day. It's really hot, wasn't looking real well. I happen to have a performance-enhancing Cocapelli in my waist pack, and I offered it to her. And I helped her apply it, had some water, and I helped her apply it and put it on her calf. And I just went on my way, just thinking, you know, I felt pretty good about myself that I had helped a fellow trail runner. 30 minutes later, she came screaming past me on the trail like a blur. All I could see was the Cocapelli in the distance ahead of me.
Well, Jimmy Dean, don't you have an example of a runner down at Angeles Crest that had fallen down and laid sideways on a steep hill because he couldn't finish a climb?
It was early on in a race. It was the Mount Disappointment 2009. We were running the 50K, Kate and I. We saw a guy go rolling over the edge, and I literally thought the guy had tumbled to his death. And Kate heard me like, oh, my God, that guy fell over the edge. And I didn't even know that I had a Cocapelli. Someone had slipped one in my pack with my goose. And we got up to where he was on the trail, and I looked over, and he had actually sort of grabbed onto like a branch. It was probably about 150-foot. Like, he would have just kept rolling. And I tossed it to him, and he used his water bottle to apply it, and he climbed out of the ravine, so to speak, really easily. I was bummed because he actually beat me in the age group standings at that race, but it was worth it to have not seen him plummet to his death.
Wow.
So the Cocapelli might have saved his life.
Well, there's more examples than just that, Jimmy Dean. There are amazing circumstances. I know that it's part of every search and rescue party's gear as they go out. They have no less than 5 Cocapellis on hand.
Sounds about right.
I've actually heard that the Swiss St. Bernards, the Avalanche dogs, they carry that in that little barrel that they wear around their neck.
That's what's in the barrel,
and Scott. They just lick the person's cheek and apply the Cocapelli right on their face.
That's the moisture that's required to apply the Cocapelli. That's the exact reason you always see that image of the St. Bernard licking the cheek.
Because these Cocapellis can be applied on site, what would do they have any healing powers, such like for injury and whatnot?
Oh, absolutely. The Cocapelli can take a sprained ankle and make it the strongest joint in your body.
I know for a fact that Faith is working through an IT band issue, and just before the podcast, she placed this Cocapelli directly on her IT band. How's it feeling, Faith?
I actually can kind of feel it tingling, like it's healing itself. I don't know. It's got some magical tingling sensation to it.
Effervescence? A little effervescence?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know what? Does the Cocapelli have any influence on chafing?
That's, I think, Professor, isn't that what you were alluding to with the upper thigh?
I need to come clean here. I don't believe the Cocapelli can help with chafing. Nothing can help with chafing.
Except some Body Glide, I understand. That could be helpful, which is almost like an invisible Cocapelli, I imagine.
You know, let's talk about, you know, all of us are trying to perform at a high level. We're always trying to do better. We go back to races again and again and again and try to beat those personal records. Professor, what kind of effect does the performance-enhancing Cocapelli have on time, pace, and overall race time?
We've seen the Cocapelli literally cut a runner's time in half. I know it sounds amazing, but we had the story of a 240-pound man who wanted to be an endurance runner running the American River 50, and in year one, he did it in 11 hours, and after applying the performance-enhancing
Cocapelli.
Cocapelli.
Cocapelli, Professor. It's a Cocapelli.
He knocked it down in 5.5.
Wow.
Did he complete the whole race or just run for 5.5 hours?
Just 5.5 hours.
Jimmy, how about you? You know, we've kind of haven't given you the chance to contribute on a couple of these amazing observations, both healing and race performance.
Well, in that we've had Cocapellis down here in LA, you know, we are much closer to Mexico. We've had them stay at our house a number of times. Are we just discussing running benefits? Because I've seen a number of other enhancements, if you will.
You know, I was embarrassed to bring this up, Jimmy. I thought we were just going to talk about. I have some too, so go ahead. I've had some pretty weird things happen to me with the performance enhancing Cocapelli.
Well, first off, I found that I needed less sleep. They're great house guests. It's not like they keep you up at night or wake you up early in the morning, but and I get up in the morning, I feel a little bit more refreshed. I found that I was eating half as much, but I had twice as much energy. So maybe that's like 4 times the caloric power of normal food. It's almost like you're getting more nutrients out of everything that you eat. What have you experienced, Scott?
Well, you know, I was just telling Don this morning, you know, Don and I get up pretty early in the morning to go for runs, and sometimes it's really, really hard to get out of bed. This morning, when the alarm went off at 4:15, my leg that I had already applied the performance-enhancing Cocapelli on my calf, it actually kicked me out of bed.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
that's consistent with what you found as well, Jimmy Dean?
Definitely. I've never been brave enough to put it that close to, I've never put it on my leg before, but they've just stayed here.
You know, the other thing that I've noticed, and this has nothing to do with running, it has to do with my profession. I was setting up for a sales presentation with a customer, and it's a customer that had been approached with this certain product that my company offers, and the outlook was not good. It was grim at best, and I decided, just for the heck of it, I mean, that morning I went on a run and I had a Cocapelli, performance-enhancing Cocapelli on my leg. And they last for a few days, so it was still on me when I went to this sales presentation. And by golly, all of the right things came out of my mouth. Everybody was attentive. And by the end of the hour and a half meeting, they had committed to $3.6 million of business with my company.
You know, Scott, the Copapelli,
Copapelli.
Edit here. The Copapelli will also help you do something that we just noticed in your own vocabulary. The golly gee willikers often comes out after applying the Copapelli.
I have a question, and I'm glad we have you here, Professor, because you're not an easy man to get a hold of. You're busy in your lab. You're always working. But what about size of the Copapelli? Is size make a difference?
Don, quite honestly, I'm not allowed to comment on size or enhancement, as Jimmy Dean Freeman alluded to earlier. So we'll leave that for our listeners to figure out for themselves.
Well, what about number of Copapellis? What if I applied, could I overdose? I mean, what if someone received all 10 and then placed all 10 on their body at one time?
The healing power happens so quickly that you would never apply more than one. You can feel it immediately. Faith alluded to earlier.
I'll attest to that.
Yep. When she felt the tingling, she knew she was on her way to happiness. The tingle, happiness.
And there's a certain thing, Don, like you shouldn't, you know, feed a mogwai after midnight. You shouldn't apply more than one Copapelli. It's quite dangerous.
That's pretty standard.
It's kind of selfish, too. I think it'd be selfish to...
You want to share with others?
You want to share. I think that's part of the whole karma of the performance-enhancing Copapelli, is it likes to be shared. You know, I will tell... Don and I were talking this morning. I happened to get a photo of a performance-enhancing Copapelli, and I made it my home screen on my iPhone.
Are you certain it was an authentic, a genuine Copapelli?
Oh, it was. It was the Trail Runner Nation endorsed and trademarked performance-enhancing Copapelli.
Okay.
And
the PEK.
Yes, the PEK. And I noticed, typically, my phone, I have an iPhone, and typically that battery with the normal number of calls and everything usually lasts me a day. I found that I could go 2 days without charging the battery on the iPhone.
Did the phone stay?
I have no idea how that works. It's just mystical to me, but you know what? You can't deny performance.
You know, on that same line, it's funny you should mention that, because there is an area that around where I live that always drops calls. And as I had the Copapelli as my home screen saver, I had it on both lock screen and also my home screen.
Oh, you double dosed.
Well, you might call it a double dose, but it was the same image, so okay. I feel okay about it. And what I noticed is I didn't drop calls in that area. In fact, you know, I had to turn my volume down just a little bit, because it was so much more effective. Jimmy Dean, have you ever experienced anything like that with communications or with your Copapellis?
I'm afraid to admit this, but I actually can communicate with people without using the phone. I put the Copapelli on my temple, and it's ESP. I can read people's minds.
Jimmy Dean, you've unlocked the real secret of the Copapelli.
Would you like to have Jimmy Dean in your laboratory? Because I don't think you've come across this phenomenon.
I believe Jimmy Dean is a true believer and a true user. I don't think that Jimmy Dean needs to be in the laboratory. He needs to be out there evangelizing the Copapelli, the great Copapelli, the performance-enhancing Copapelli.
You know, you bring up a good point. Do you actually have to be a believer for the effects of the Copapelli to work?
Yes.
Faith, can you answer that for Scott?
Yes. You have to believe in the Copapelli.
Okay.
I'm gonna take that one step forward and say you have to have faith.
I have a question for you. Can the Copapelli show up, like, if you're, like, on a doping test?
Point.
The Copapelli is absolutely legal. It's the only legal performance-enhancing opportunity that exists, and the reason it doesn't show up is because it's not only deeply physical, it's deeply spiritual.
You know I think there's a characteristic that we really should let people know about, that to be most effective, especially on the trail, it needs to be directly exposed to the elements. The sun needs to hit it, air needs to pass through it. that if you just hide it, if you conceal it, and you're not proud to show your Cocopelli, then you lose some of the inherent qualities and characteristics of that Cocopelli.
You know, and I'm trying to test tonight. It's a full moon tonight, and we're gonna go for a run after we're done with the podcast, and I was gonna try to expose it to moonlight and see what happens. Jimmy, have you had any experience with moonlight in the Cocopelli?
If by moonlight you mean applying one to my rear end on a nude run, yes.
That's exactly what it meant.
But what about the other kind of moonlight?
Well, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, Jimmy. What are the rules? What are the trail rules down there in Southern California? They sound pretty liberal to me.
The rules are you must know the rules so that you may properly break them.
Nice. Jimmy, what do you have down there? Do you have anything that we've left out that's important to communicate and share with our listeners about the Cocopelli?
Well, for the sake of not having this podcast last for 4 hours and 17 minutes, I would say that there are so many more benefits to be explored with the Cocopelli that it's important that each one of you reach out to Trail Runner Nation, order some of these life-altering Cocopelli temporary tattoos, and experiment. You know, put them on different areas of your instrument. And by instrument, I mean your full physical body, and get out there and test them out in some workouts. More importantly, races, and maybe even important events in your life. You got a big test. It's a good time to wear a Cocopelli.
Child's baptism.
You're getting married. You know, you don't want to do that without that little extra boost of good juju.
So we're going to start a group on Trail Runner Nation. It will be called the Cocopelli Group. You can join that group. We would appreciate it if you could provide some of your experiences with the Cocopelli, whether it's related to the trail or to your personal life, just how things have changed for you. And I would imagine for the good.
Well, and we should mention that Professor Nelson, I mean, he's not just being a nice guy being with us tonight. He is here for a selfish reason. He's continuing his research on the performance-enhancing effects of the Cocopelli, and so we're reaching out to the nation as the Petri dish, if you will, and we're looking for people to respond back with either hard factual data or anecdotal experiences that Professor Nelson can use in his research.
I am looking forward to adding the data to the pool of statistical information that I have so that we can continue to prove out the Cocopelli experience.
That's awesome. You know, what I'm looking forward to is seeing some pictures of where this Cocopelli is run. I mean, to see the reach of the Trail Runner Nation, and to actually see the Cocopelli maybe in Europe, maybe in Australia, maybe in Chile.
You know, I'm going to reach. This is a reach. And Professor, you may want to see if this is theoretical, if it has any fact to it. But I would think that as if the Cocopelli, the performance-enhancing Cocopelli, makes its way around the world, that maybe we'll be a little kinder to each other, and who knows, maybe world peace? What do you think, Professor?
It's within the realm of possibility.
Do you think this is what the Mayan calendar in 2012 was alluding to? The Cocopelli?
Wow, that's deep.
The Mayan calendar might have been referring to the end of this particular podcast.
Jimmy, dig us out of this one. We're getting deep over here. We need some shine some light on this dark, dark hole.
Wow. I'd have to say that's what she said.
Oh, my God. And with that, ba-doom.
Well, thank you, Trail Runner Nation members. We appreciate you listening to this podcast, enduring this podcast. We hope that you had as much fun as we did. I'd like to thank Professor Richard Nelson, who's joined us in the studio today. You'll see him out on the trails. He's not only a professor of anthropological deity and performance physiology, but he's also just a heck of a good trail runner. So you may see him out there on the trails. Because he's acquired the gift of knowing how to work with the Cocopelli, he's probably going to be a little bit quicker than most of you. You'll see him out there. He'll be a blur. And from our virtual studio down in Southern California, Jimmy Dean Freeman, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Faith, Don, thank you for being here tonight. Trail Runner Nation, thanks for joining us. Thanks for going to the website and participating, learning and sharing. Go out, run long and run strong.